In Hispanic culture, there is a story that's entitled, ¿Por qué el gallo canta en la mañana? Why does the rooster crow in the morning? Because this rooster is full of pride and arrogance, and he thinks, look, every time I crow, the sun comes up. Who controls the sun? I do. But we know the sun doesn't come up because the rooster crows. And this arrogance, in logic, it's called a formal fallacy. One thing does not follow the other. And what lesson is there in that for us? All of us came to church today in clothes we probably didn't sew. That needles made by someone else and machines made by someone else sewed. Cars built by someone else, church buildings put up by other people, and we will return home on roads that other people built. It is very easy to fall into the temptation, look how strong I am. Look how much I have done. Look what I have accomplished. And in this egotistical, antiphonal rant, we forget, without other people, we may be sitting in a cave somewhere with nothing to wear and nothing to eat. We need each other. And on the spiritual plane, we should not forget the blessings that God has given us. Often the older parishioners, when I was young, a century ago, every time you complimented them, oh, you have a nice child. Oh, you did a good job. They would respond, Slava Bohu, glory to God. They did not forget that they had the grace of God, his supernatural gifts, which he gives so graciously to those who ask him. And so the next time we think of the rooster, it is a lesson that one shouldn't be arrogant in one's own ability, because even though we think we are doing something important and we are powerful, in reality, it may be trivial. And the great things out there are still waiting for us as a gift from God and as a gift from our fellow citizens, our friends, and our family. So, tell the rooster that the sun does not rise because he crows. And we are not simply great or powerful because we did it ourselves. We had a lot of help. And most importantly, we had God's grace. And we should never to thank him, because the Eucharist that we celebrate today in Greeks means thank you. Eucharisto, the Holy Eucharist, is our thanks to God for helping us achieve so much. So thank your family and thank your friends and 1,000 anonymous people that make our good life possible. And then you can crow at your own convenience. Slava Iisusu Christu.